Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be talking with the star of one of the few shows on television that the whole family can watch together, Aaron Krakow of the Hallmark Channel's When Calls the Heart. We'll be chatting about the series, what makes it so faith and family friendly, and we'll also touch on Aaron's personal life and road to success as an actress. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is Aaron Krakow. Aaron has found success as an actress on the TV series Army Wives, but most recently, it's her performance as Elizabeth Thatcher on the Hallmark Channel series When Calls the Heart that has earned her a lot of new and devoted fans. It's a series that's a little reminiscent of old shows like Little House on the Prairie, in the sense that the family can watch it together. It takes place in 1910, and Aaron plays schoolteacher Elizabeth Thatcher, who settles in the town of Hope Valley, where she meets and falls in love with Constable Jack Thornton. Joining me today to tell us more about the show's third season, I'm pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Aaron Krakow. Aaron, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, you just finished shooting season three, really a couple of weeks ago, and you've just gotten home. So I'm curious, at this point, are you happy to be home because you need a bit of a rest because shooting the show is so exhausting? Or do you kind of miss the work and camaraderie from the set? Because I've seen the pictures and you guys look like you have a lot of fun.
We really do. We really have a great time. You know, it's a good question. At this point, I've been back home for about a week. I don't hate the sunshine here in Los Angeles. It gets really rainy in Vancouver. It's beautiful there, but I can just feel myself, you know, getting happier as this sun is out here. But no, it really, it's bittersweet for me. I love, love, love my job. I happen to love the people I work with. We have a great time. I'm really passionate about this show and this character. So it really is bittersweet. It's hard to say so long at the end of the season, especially not knowing what the future holds for us. We don't find out until, you know, the show's been on the air for a little while as to whether or not we're coming back for another season.
Right.
So with things so up in the air, it's strange. It's not really easy to step away from it at the end of the season, at least not for me. Everyone's experience is different, but I certainly miss it during hiatus.
Yeah, well, that's why everybody listening needs to watch When Calls the Heart Sunday nights at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel and tweet about it. So this show does get a season four. So, but now we're just about to start season three. This is your third season playing Elizabeth Thatcher. How do you think the character has evolved since you started the show?
Well, I think that people will see in watching season three that she's evolved quite a bit. You know, at the beginning of season one, we find that Elizabeth is coming to Coal Valley from this big city of Hamilton. She comes from a lot of money. She's pretty much a princess. And she's very much a fish out of water in this small coal mining town, which creates a lot of conflict for her. I mean, she's just trying to do her job well as a teacher in this town. And she ends up being judged by a lot of the people there. You know, the mothers don't necessarily know if she's the right fit to be teaching their children.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Thornton, the Mountie of the town, is resentful of her because he feels that her father has taken him away from his dream post to bring him to town to babysit her. So everyone is really judging her, and she's just trying to do her job. And then in season two, We end up spending a lot of time in Hamilton, where Elizabeth is from, and we get to know her family, and we get to see her, quote-unquote, in her element, or what her element once was. And this is really tricky for Elizabeth, because at this point in the story, she's changed, and she's grown quite a bit. She's no longer the princess that she once was. And so it's for her about sort of figuring out where her place really is and where her heart is calling her to be. And then this season, I mean, not to give too much away, but we're back in Hope Valley. We're spending basically all of our time there, and we're seeing that Elizabeth has really learned and is continuing to learn how to stand on her own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
She's really realizing how important it is to her to be independent, to be this strong woman, to know how to take care of herself. And that's not just to prove it to everyone else, but to prove to herself as well.
Yeah. I'm talking to Erin Krako. She's on When Calls the Heart on the Hallmark Channel, Sunday nights at 9, 8 central. You just mentioned Elizabeth finding her place, and I was able to screen the first two episodes of season 3. And that is really one of the things that struck me about Elizabeth Thatcher this year and your performance as Elizabeth, is that she seems to be more kind of comfortable in her place. She knows where her place is now in Hope Valley. Is that something that you appreciated, kind of bringing that aspect of the character to life after searching basically last season?
I did, yeah. And I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad that came across. That is in large part due to our fantastic writers. But yeah, I'm really grateful. Season 2 was tricky, right? Because I didn't want Elizabeth to seem weak. I didn't want her to come across as this woman who didn't know what she wanted, because, you know, in season 1, she's very clear about what she wants. She travels across a great distance to get to this small town. She puts herself in a situation that is scary and new to do this thing that she loves. So she really is a pretty driven woman. So to see her in a position where she was maybe waffling a bit, you know, she was being seduced by the comforts of home, by being with her family and being back at home and, you know, being reintroduced to this childhood friend who has turned into quite the eligible bachelor. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were a lot of things that were pulling at her that I guess it was challenging for Elizabeth. And getting to play her this season as someone who really knows where she belongs and what she wants to be doing it's nice. It's really nice. I don't know how else to put it.
But, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is good. It's good to be back on solid ground.
No, I'm struck by you said that you didn't want Elizabeth to seem weak, and because I think one of the strengths of the show is the fact that there are so many strong female characters between you and Lori Loughlin's Abigail, Pascal Hutton's Rosemary. These are women who stand up for themselves, who speak up for themselves. And how does that story element resonate with you and your fellow actors, but also with viewers?
Right. Well, first I just want to say, I realize I said weak, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being vulnerable and having those moments. But yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge when a character knows what they want. As far as having a town full of strong, independent women, I mean, look, we start the whole show just after a pretty tragic disaster in the mine that left these women without, many of these women without their husbands, children without their fathers. And so a lot of them have had to learn how to take care of their families on their own and, you know, support their families and stand up for their children and for what they want in town. And yes, Abigail, played by Lori Loughlin, is one of them. I mean, she is just the absolute pinnacle of strength in the town. And I think it's really great for us to get to play these roles, strong women. And I think it's really empowering for the women who are watching the show. You know, we hear a lot from the fans. There's a lot of feedback. And now with social media, we're getting to interact with them directly. You know, these are families who are watching with their kids, young girls who are watching. And I think it's pretty great that we have the opportunity to, you know, I hesitate to use the word role model, but to be sort of role models from these characters for young girls, getting to see that you can be a strong woman and you can do things on your own and following your dreams and the importance of that, standing up for yourself. I mean, these are lessons that are really important for young women to be learning. And, you know, I'm focusing on women, but the fact is that it's really great for guys and girls to be doing this. It's really an honor to get to play roles like this. And the feedback that we continue to get is really gratifying.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Erin Krakow about her role as Elizabeth Thatcher on the Hallmark Channel series When Calls the Heart, which airs Sunday nights at 9, 8 central. I interviewed executive producer Brian Bird before season 2 started, and the thing I said to him is, you know, when I was a kid, my parents would look for TV shows we could watch together that they wouldn't be embarrassed to watch with me. And now that, right. that I'm older and they're older, I look for TV shows that I can watch with them that I won't be embarrassed by. And When Calls the Heart is one of those shows. So do you appreciate just also the family aspect, that this is actually a show an entire family could watch together?
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that. Yes, I really do appreciate that. I mean, growing up, my family and I would gather on the TV and watch shows together, and that was important to us as well. But, you know, like I said, getting to hear from the fans that this is a show that they can watch with any member of their family, and not only is it appropriate for everyone, but there really is something for everyone. You know, it's a show that has romance, it has action and adventure, it has certainly morality, it has community coming together to help each other, friendship. I mean, kids, you know, they're great storylines with Elizabeth's students. But yes, I mean, I so appreciate that it's a show that the family can watch together and that they can, you know, continue to discuss together once each episode ends. You know, there's really something to be learned from every episode, and it brings me a lot of joy to know that families are watching it together. People send me photos online of, you know, their kids sitting in front of the TV, and it makes me really, really happy.
That's good. Well, along those same lines, I mean, there aren't many TV shows that integrate a faith dimension into their storytelling, but When Calls the Heart does it really well. And again, without being too spoilery, I will say in the, I think it was the second episode of season 3, the story involves the townspeople being challenged to practice what they profess to believe in church on Sundays. You know, they actually have to live out their faith in a way. Is that faith dimension something you personally appreciate too?
Well, I think it's really, really nice for the show. And you know, it goes hand in hand with the show being such a family-friendly show. I mean, you mentioned that you talked to Brian Bird, and he's so good at expressing this, and I often use this word that he uses to describe our show, but he says that it's radical, that what we're doing is radical, creating a show that that is so good for families. It does offer that faith-based element as well. It's not something that you're finding on television these days, and I think it's been missing for a long time. There's a reason why our fans are so passionate about it, are so loyal, are so, you know, determined to get us future seasons. It's because it hasn't been there for a long time, and I think people have felt that void, and having it back, I think they just don't want to ever lose it.
Absolutely. No, and yeah, they shouldn't. Well, and I'm talking to Erin Krakow about When Calls the Heart. You just mentioned the fans. So let's touch on the Hearties, which are a unique group of people among TV fandom. They are, I looked this morning at the Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and look up Fans of Hallmark's When Calls the Heart, they're 31,000 plus strong now of devoted fans.
They tweet
during shows. And what has your experience of the Hearties been? Because some of them you actually got to meet on set recently, and you interact, like you said, mm-hmm. with them on social media.
Right. Well, it's been a fantastic experience. I mean, I said before, I come from the theater, and, you know, at the end of a play or musical or whatever it is, you get applause. And as the play is going, you get a sense of if you have the audience with you, if they're enjoying it, you know, you get that immediate feedback. And for a while there, you didn't really have it with film and TV, not so immediately. And it wasn't such a direct, losing my word, a direct
connection.
Funny word to space out on, but it wasn't such a funny, a direct connection with the fans. And now I find that, you know, we're tweeting with them. We're talking to them directly during each episode. You know, we're getting that feedback right away. We're really getting to know these people. I mean, we had this remarkable experience on set this season. They called it the Hardy's Family Reunion, and it was basically like, you know, Comic-Con, but the Heart.
I guess that's a good comparison.
You know, yeah, it was a fam convention, and there were a lot of them, and they came up to set, and we did a Q&A with them, and we had an autograph session and got to meet them, and it was, for me, really nice getting to meet these people that I've been talking to for such a long time, who are so passionate about the show. I mean, really, I'm meeting some of these people and going, oh, of course, you're so-and-so. You're, you know, I know a lot of them by name because we talk to them so much, and quite frankly, a lot of them have shared very personal stories with us about how the show has affected them, has, you know, in some ways brought them closer to their family, has helped them after their own personal tragedies or setbacks. I mean, these are stories that you don't forget.
Yeah.
And knowing that we've had this kind of impact on people from a television show, and I'm not saying that to take away from it. I just think we didn't realize the kind of impact that this show would have on the fans. And we are so, so grateful for them.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and I'm talking to actress Erin Krakow about her role as Elizabeth Thatcher on the Hallmark Channel series When Calls the Heart. You mentioned your theater background before, so let's go to the personal side of Erin Krakow. What first got you interested in acting, and were there any special people or mentors whose encouragement made a difference in your career?
Sure. I guess that's kind of a two-part question, but I would say I first got interested in acting before I can really remember it happening. I was 5 and a half when my brother was born, and my mom tells me this is where things sort of started, because suddenly I was no longer the only child, and I had to share the attention, and that meant, you know, singing songs at the top of my lungs, doing dances around the house, all those things to get the attention of my parents. I wasn't neglected or ignored, but that's where it started. And then from there, it developed into, you know, wanting to participate in the school plays. And then we moved to Florida, and it just so happened we were very close by this great performing arts school. It has the longest name ever, Alexander W. Dreyfus Jr., Palm Beach County High School of the Arts.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was so fantastic. I mean, it was the perfect place for me. I learned so much while I was there. You know, we had all of our regular academic classes, but I also got to take a lot of acting classes and classes learning about theater in general. And I got to do musical theater and scene study and all of these things that really helped me realize that this was my passion in life and this was what I wanted to do. So that was a great learning experience for me, and then getting to go on to Juilliard from there and continue my acting education. And I can't even begin to describe how wonderful that was.
Sure.
But going back to your second question about the people who inspired me, certainly my teachers at those two schools were huge for me. You know, these were people who really honored the thing that I wanted to do most in life and who were there for me to show me the way, to help me open the door and figure out the artist that I was becoming. My teachers have always been incredibly important to me. And for that reason, it's extra special that I get to play a teacher on When Calls the Heart. I feel like I am honoring them in some way by getting to play this role.
Sure.
Hopefully they think I'm doing a decent job.
No, I think Elizabeth Thatcher is the teacher we all wish we had, so I think you're doing a pretty good job there.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Well, again, kudos to the writers.
Absolutely. Well, I read in another interview that you did that you come from a very supportive family. How are they supportive, and how did that rub off on you?
So those are the other people who have inspired me, obviously. yes, I come from a very supportive family. I mean, you know, in talking to a lot of my other actor friends, they'll say things like, you know, their parents wanted them to have another career to fall back on in case things didn't work out. I don't think that that's a bad approach by any means, but my parents didn't really push me in that direction. It had always been so important to my parents that my brother and I follow our dreams, do whatever it is that's going to bring us the most joy in life. And because, yeah, they didn't blink an eye when I said I wanted to be an actor. I probably honestly didn't even have to say it. It just sort of happened because it had been gradually happening for such a long time. You know, they were excited for me to attend the arts high school, and my brother actually attended the same school where, you know, my grandmother was a visual, well, I mean, she still is a visual artist. And so I think that our family in particular has a lot of respect for the arts. You know, my brother and I write music together, and my parents have always supported that. But they've also been that, you know, probably every performance we've ever had, they've always been there for us and supportive of whatever it was that we wanted to do in life, and they continue to do that for us. Very lucky.
I'm talking to actress Erin Krakow. She stars in When Calls the Heart on the Hallmark Channel, Sunday nights at 9, 8 central. You just mentioned theater and music, and, you know, these music, live TV musicals are suddenly becoming a popular thing now. Is that something you would ever consider doing, want to do, maybe a live musical on TV, or even come back to Broadway, come back to New York and do theater again?
Oh, I would love it, of course. Yeah, that's an easy question. I would love it. I mean, I'm so happy working on our show right now. And, you know, I guess L.A. keeps me a little bit further away from the Broadway scene than I once was. But, yeah, I mean, one day I'm sure I'll get back to it. And the theater and singing and music, those are things that are never far from me or far from my heart. So, yes, the answer is yes.
Now, when you were an aspiring actress, you probably had a perception of what life as a working actress would be like. Since you're now successful in your career, has the reality differed from what you expected, or is it similar?
I think it's pretty similar, actually. I think when I first started working on When Calls the Heart, season one, I mean, it was maybe some of the longest work days I've ever had in my life. And it's quite emotional work, what we're doing. So I will say I never expected that I would sleep as well as I did during season one. And I really wasn't getting that much sleep, to be honest, but uh-huh. The sleep I was getting was so strong. I mean, I was just so exhausted at the end of every night. I know this is probably not the answer you were looking for.
No, it's whatever. It's truth.
The reality is that, I want to be an actor because I love this life. I love getting to create characters and I just love getting to act. So the lifestyle was something I was familiar with and I knew what I was getting myself into and I was just looking forward to getting to work and do that every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It hasn't been all that different. It's just been something that I love more and more with every day. And I think that's a good sign.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Erin Krakow about her role on When Calls the Heart, which airs on the Hallmark Channel Sunday nights at 9, 8 central. At the Christophers, who sponsor this show, we everything we do reflects this motto: it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. When you hit times of darkness in your life, times of struggle, how do you light that metaphorical candle that kind of moves you toward a brighter future?
Well, that's a really beautiful thing that you guys say. I love that. Great question. Well, I think focusing on friends and family and the people who care most about you is a really important first step. But I also think continuing to count your blessings, that's always been something that's been instilled in me. You know, there's so many things in my life that I'm grateful for. And yeah, there are certainly moments of darkness, times that are darker than others. But I guess I just try and focus on all of the things that I'm grateful for, and that helps. That, and just in general, trying to stay positive.
Yeah.
Or putting things in perspective, you know?
Right, right. Well, in terms of blessings, I would say When Calls the Heart is one. So for just in our final minute, tell viewers why they should watch this show and how you think it maybe can be a blessing in their lives.
In our final minute, huh? I get 1 minute to do this.
No. Well, it's just however long you want to go.
I'm kidding. Well, gosh, I really don't know where to begin. I feel like I've said so much of it already. But I will say that if there are 31,000 people on the Hardee's Facebook group, you should go and join them, and they will tell you exactly why you should watch our show. When Calls the Heart is really a unique television show right now. It is a special experience. It's a show that you can watch with your whole family and know that there's something for everyone and that it's appropriate for everyone. It's a show about strength of community, faith, love, following your dreams, adventure, education. It's a show that has all of these elements. So you really can't go wrong. I mean, I don't mean to say that. I don't want to sound...
That's a great endorsement.
You know, I don't want to sound cocky about our show, but I really believe in it, and I'm really very proud of it. So if you haven't seen seasons one or two, you can catch up on Netflix and iTunes and I believe a few other sources. You can get the DVDs. But the season three is premiering again on February 21st on Hallmark Channel at 9, 8 Central. And we really, really hope that you'll join us.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I've been talking with Erin Krakow about When Calls the Heart. She may be too humble to endorse the show too loudly and everything, but I can endorse it, as a viewer, saying that it really is all the things she described. She's not being cocky about it. It's true. It has all these different elements of it's part romance, part comedy, part family show, part Western and action adventure. It's really got everything for the whole family. So I encourage everyone listening to watch When Calls the Heart on Hallmark. Sunday nights at 9, 8 Central. Erin, you're a pleasure to speak to as a guest, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Nice chatting with you.
You too. Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
Throughout Scripture, we hear that God is kind and merciful, and we see in the stories of the gospel what that mercy looks like as Jesus unpacks it for us via parables and practice. But how can we live out the concept of mercy in our world today? To answer that question, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Blessed Are the Merciful. It highlights the kindness, forgiveness, and love that result from practicing mercy and offers suggestions on ways we can integrate mercy into our lives. To request your free copy of Blessed Are the Merciful, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.